Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to The Zurian Show. The Zurian Show brings and shares powerful and useful information to our listeners. The show is great for those looking for the positive in the world. The goal of the show is to share great information on a number of topics and great subjects. Many of the subjects covered are not only great information, but helpful insights. The Zurian Show even shares some of life's greatest lessons from time to time. Thank you for listening, and now to our host, Zurian.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to The Zurian Show, and as always, we hope that we find you in the best of health, wealth, happiness, and of course, good spirits. As for me, I am doing fine, and again, I hope that you guys are doing great. Each and every day that we do the show, we like to try to hit on a different topic, and usually the topics are very informational, upbeat, all of the above. And I'm not saying that this topic isn't inspirational and isn't upbeat or any of that stuff. What I am saying is that this is a subject matter that is definitely come up in the news quite a bit lately, and that is domestic violence. Well, as some of you know that have listened to me speak in the past, I am very passionate about doing things to prevent, deter, and keep people from actually experiencing violence. I'm also very much an advocate for trying to keep women safe, trying to work with colleges and universities. Matter of fact, I'll be speaking with a college in Maryland very soon, actually Montgomery College, and we're going to be talking about domestic violence, rape, and all of the above. But anyway, for those of you that have gotten used to hearing the sound of my voice, I'm very passionate about trying to see what I can do to try to be part of the solution and not part of the problem. I try also very hard to actually be an active role model and an active player in the solutions when it comes to assault, domestic violence, rape, things along that nature, and educating people so that they aren't selected as victims, because that's pretty much it. Most of the people that are chosen, they're chosen for a reason. And today what I'd like to talk to you about is I'd like to stem a little bit on domestic violence, which, of course, falls into the category of all of the above. You know, it was really interesting, but very recently I was asked by an institution if I could come and speak. And the request, which, you know, I was honored with the request, and of course I can come and speak. But the interesting thing about what I was going to do was that the particular presentation for this particular organization is actually on domestic violence. And what they wanted to know was, since assault and rape seem to be the things that I talk about a lot, could I talk about domestic violence, and could I make domestic violence and the things that I speak about coincide with what their mission was? And of course, their mission is, of course, to bring awareness to women, to men, to young people, to old people, and also to, you know, kind of step up in this particular climate where right now we have the football player with the NFL, Mr. Rice, who was caught on videotape basically abusing or attacking his significant other. And in the end, they, of course, ended up basically releasing him from his contract with the NFL, whichever team that he plays for. And now the uproar, in the sense of, you know, this type of behavior is not new. It's happening in the NBA. It's happening in the NFL. It's happening in the National Hockey League. It's happening in the soccer world. It's happening in houses all around you. It's happening in businesses. It's happening all over the place. However, right now, the big push is that this particular gentleman, Mr. Rice, is being treated unfairly because what he did is not uncommon, you know, as in, you know, having a physical altercation with his significant other. For me, ladies and gentlemen, it is totally unacceptable. And for him to be somebody that's getting paid a whole bunch of money, or anybody, whether they're getting paid money or not, to actually beat on anyone that is weaker than them or anyone that doesn't have their abilities, physical, mental, or whatever, it's abuse. So I'm really not a an advocate either way. His particular situation is none of my business. However, his particular situation, if I had seen it, would have been one that I would have stepped into. And the reason I would have stepped into it is because, again, it's a person of lesser strength and lesser power being attacked by somebody of more strength and of more power. And that's one of the things that rubs me. You know, we also recently had a gentleman that is a newscaster, and he's on whatever sports channel it is, and he made a comment a while back about the fact that, you know, sometimes you have certain women or certain men who aggravate the situation. They pick, they tease, they do things that they know are going to push that person's buttons. And by pushing that person's buttons, you know, they end up finding themselves in a very difficult situation. Now, this particular gentleman came on national television and then submitted an apology. He submitted an apology about something that he really didn't need to submit an apology to, as far as I'm concerned, because what he said was true. Now, please understand that I'm not talking about all of those people out there that are victims of sexual assault, physical assault, verbal assault, mental assault, any of that. I'm not condoning any of it. However, a lot of people do play those games. A lot of people do step over the line. A lot of people do, knowing that they're in a certain situation, do it, and they do it for other gains. Some of them are people that love misery. Some of them are people that are just a little stupid. But, again, I'm not condoning either one. However, I am saying is that in the world that we live in, life is rough enough. Why would you pick an argument? For the guys out there that have women that want to pick an argument, or the women out there who have guys that want to pick an argument, you kind of have to choose your medicine. You kind of have to choose where you want to go. If you're in a situation where you need to get out of that situation, there really isn't an if or an and. You need to get out of that situation. You need to do what's necessary to protect yourself and protect your family and your children and loved ones from harm. Because me, I'm a kid of the New York area, all right? I grew up in around the Bronx, Manhattan area, and I've seen a lot of situations that have gone way over the line where people have been shot, killed, stabbed, thrown off buildings, all types of crazy stuff, and a lot of times it was because of somebody that was just hateful. Now, did the people that actually committed those acts have the right to commit those acts? Of course not. Am I condoning them for committing those acts? Of course not. But what I'm saying is that in order for you to dance in a couples group, you have to have a couple. And you have people that do feed on that type of misery. So for anybody that's in any of those types of situations, you really need to take a really good look at yourself and what you're doing and decide, is it worth your life? Because if you're with somebody that supposedly loves you and they're hurting you or they're doing things to hurt you, then they probably don't really love you. Or if they really do love you, then you need to get them help and you need to stay away from them until that help has actually worked, until they've gotten to where they're no longer inflicting pain on you, your children, or other people that you care about or that are around you. So today, again, we're talking about domestic violence. Domestic violence is something that's happening in households, apartments, places all over the place. It's happening in parks, happening on street corners. It's happening, again, in buildings. It's happening with people that are in married relationships, people that aren't in married relationships, people that are straight, people that are gay, people that go both ways. It's happening all over the world. However, we as a society don't seem to give it the attention that it truly needs. We don't attack it in the way that we do. We want to categorize everything. And then after we've categorized it, then from there we want to figure out which parts of it that we can talk about and we can't talk about. Well, guess what? In the end, it's all the same. A lot of domestic violence or abuse amongst couples ends up going into rape, ends up going into murder, ends up going into verbal abuse and mental abuse and physical abuse. So let's call a spade a spade. The fact that these two are in a relationship of some kind, be it that it's a legal document behind their relationship or it's just a relationship that they're in, even in some cases where they're the only ones that know they're in a relationship, violence is wrong. The only way that I ever condone violence is if I have to use violence to protect myself or protect someone else from immediate, imminent harm. If those things don't exist, then that means, let's be honest, you have some choice. Now, I understand there's a lot of women out there, and some men too, that are not in the financial position, because that's a lot of things, that's one of the things that really moves it for a lot of people. They're not in the financial situation to take care of themselves. They're not the breadwinner, or they can't make it without that other salary or any of that stuff. Here's my question to those of you that fall into that category. If you lose your life, or if you are hurt so bad from one of these incidents that you can't survive, or that other people are put in danger, is it really worth it? There is no relationship that I know of where you're being physically abused by someone else by their choice where you need to be in that situation. You know, now, I understand, too, that some people go through times where they are have a problem, then don't have a problem, have a problem, then don't have a problem. And they're playing both ends because they're emotionally involved. However, this is where you need to take your emotions out and start looking for your self-preservation. All right? In the back of, in everybody's brain, there's a little survival knob in there that tells you what to do when you're about to lose it, when you're about to get your life taken, or you're in imminent danger. You need to follow that. You also need to look around you and see what is it that you're in as far as what's happening around you. Most of the people that are going to abuse you, don't get me wrong, there are relationships, straight and gay, where there's what we call the honeymoon period, and then there's the other period, and the other period is usually the negativity. However, when you look at people, you and I need to look at how they're acting, what they're doing, how they treat the other people around them. Because a lot of times, you know, they say success leaves clues, so does failure. And if you're seeing people that have a tendency to do certain things, you've seen them treat other people certain ways, for you to believe, all honesty, for you to believe that that person wouldn't do the same thing to you is insane. You know, I had an uncle years ago, one of my actually really great uncle. His name was Uncle Jack. He was gay. And Uncle Jack told me something when I was a very young child that it took me a while to understand, but once I understood it, I never forgot it. And what he said to me was, he said, "You know, nephew, you see how that man over there is treating that woman?" And I go, "Yeah." He goes, "Okay. Keep that in mind." I said, "Okay, no problem." Another little bit of time goes by, and you see now the opposite. See how that woman's treating that man. "Yeah, Uncle Jack, I see that." He's like, "Well, you remember that man that I told you how he was treating that woman?" I said, "Yeah, Uncle Jack, what's going on?" He goes, "Well, what I want you to remember is that the way that that man treats that woman and the way that that woman treats that man, there's no difference in how either one of them would treat you if the situation was changed." And I said, "Well, what do you mean?" He said, "What I mean is that if the person will do that person wrong, if they'll cheat, if they'll rob, if they'll steal, if they'll lie, if they'll strike, if they'll, you know, do all of these other negative things to them, then that means, nephew, that if given reason and given opportunity, they'll do the same thing to you." And I said, "Oh, I got it. So what you're saying is that even though I'm totally different, in their minds I'm no different." And he's like, "Exactly." He said, so you have to really look at things. You have to look at the person and look at how they treat other people and look at how they interact with other people. If they'll rob from him, why won't they rob from you? If she'll hit him or he'll hit her, then why won't he hit her? I mean, why won't she hit you or he hit you? It's really no different. He said the problem with people is that people want to remove themselves from reality. They don't want to grasp things and see things as they are. They want to see things as they want them to be. He said, and that's great if you're an entrepreneur and you've got a dream and you want to make it happen. But when we're talking about people and relationships, that's not a good thing. So anyway, what my Uncle Jack taught me all those many, many years ago is what I'm trying to share with you today. If you see people that are doing negative things, for you to believe that they won't bring that same level of negativity or worse to you is really naive. It's really not thinking. It's really not seeing reality as it is. You know, it doesn't matter what kind of car they drive, what they've got in the bank account, what kind of houses you live in, what kind of lifestyle you've come accustomed to. A snake is a snake. You know, I love the story about the scorpion and the turtle. And I'm going to try to make this quickly, but basically the story is about a scorpion and a turtle. The scorpion wants to get across the river. So the scorpion is sitting there and the river is moving really, really fast. So the scorpion says, you know what, there's no way that I can get across the river unless the water calms down. So along comes a turtle. So the scorpion comes up to the turtle and the scorpion says, hey, turtle, would you do me a favor? We'll use a turtle. Well, turtle, hey, could you do me a favor? And the turtle's like, what's the favor? He's like, could you take me across the lake? So the turtle's like, I'm not taking you across the lake. If I take you across the lake, you're going to sting me. And then if you sting me, I'm going to die. So the scorpion looks at the turtle, and the scorpion says, that's stupid. You're not a very bright turtle. You really are slow. If I sting you, then we both die. So why would I sting you and kill myself when all I want to do is get to the other side? So the turtle thinks about it, and he looks at it, and he goes, well, maybe I am a little slow. You know, maybe you are a quicker. You are a scorpion, and scorpions are pretty fast. So the turtle decides, okay, fine, climb on my back. So the scorpion climbs on the turtle's back, and they start to go across the water. Well, they're just about, let's say, 75% across the stream, across the lake, the water, and all of a sudden, the turtle feels a sharp pain at his neck. And he's like, oh my goodness, scorpion, are you crazy? You just stung me. By you stinging me, we're both going to die. Why would you sting me? And the scorpion says, I stung you because that's what I am. I'm a scorpion. That's what I do. So, ladies, if you, or guys, if you're with somebody that has displayed violence to someone else, for you to believe that that person won't display violence to you is crazy. Why? Because they've already shown that they have a propensity for violence. And they've already shown that they have a propensity in some reasons, in some ways, for violence against your gender, your sex, or people just like you. So why would you, in all honesty, believe that this same person wouldn't commit a violent act against you? So that's really my story. That's really my show. My show is about, if you're in a situation where you feel threatened, you're being picked on, you're being somebody else's victim, is it worth it? If you're worried about your financial situation and all of that stuff, again, which is worth more, your life or driving in a car, living in a house, being able to fly someplace, you know, having some rings or some other things? Which is more important to you? I can tell you now, speaking for probably your family and other people that truly love you, that you're more important and that they don't want anything to happen to you. all of you young ladies out there who have dads or uncles or other people that care about you that would truly hurt somebody for putting their hands on you, understand it. You're not just putting yourself at risk. You're putting them at risk, because if something happens to you, those are people that are going to step up and they're going to get involved. And they're not only going to get involved with hurting that person because that person hurts you, they're also putting their own lives at risk. They're also putting their own selves in danger because they feel responsible. They feel that you're not responsible enough to do the right thing. Now, I understand people, some of you that are listening to this are grown and all of that stuff, but I want you to think about the implications. I want you to think about all of the different things that become affected and all of the different players that can become part of this whole episode, this whole scene, and how crazy this can blow out of proportion. Because I know some dads and some uncles that will lose it if they get anywhere near your boyfriend, girlfriend, or aunts, what have you, your significant other, that there's going to be heck to pay. And they're going to try to make sure that that person pays far more than they probably dished out, or a good amount. So, ladies, it isn't just about you. It's about your mother. It's about your father. It's about your sister. It's about the other people. You know, my own wife recently had a friend of hers, and I'm talking about, this is 2014, had a friend of hers that was killed by her husband. But not only did the husband kill her, the husband also took the life of her mother. So now that family has not only lost one person, they've lost two because of violence, because of domestic violence, because of the fact that a situation with a wife and her husband bled over into a situation with a wife, a husband, and a mother. So now there's another father that's involved. There's other people. There's brothers and sisters and cousins and nieces and nephews. And all of these other people are involved now in this situation. And once it's done, especially with this particular one, once it's done, it's done. Those ladies' lives are gone. They're never coming back. We'll never hear the sound of their laughter. We'll never know what they're thinking again. And we'll never see them move to the next stage in the evolution of their lives, because their lives are no longer viable. They're no longer alive. So today's show is about domestic violence, and today's show is also about taking action. Ladies and gentlemen, we need to take action. If you see something going on, I know it's not your business, but you might be saving a life if you get involved. I understand that nobody wants to get involved, so to speak. However, there's too many things going on around us where that violence could spill over into other things, where it may not be the powder keg that's lit today, but it could be the powder keg that's lit tomorrow. Plus that, if you help these people to step up and to maybe see that they need help, then maybe you'll prevent them from doing something heinous. You'll prevent them from taking a life. You'll prevent them from having that toxicity spill over into your neighborhood or into family members that don't even live in this area. Again, it's all about taking action. You know, one more quick story. There was a study that was done back in the 60s. And the reason that the study was done was because there was a woman in New York that had been attacked by her attacker 20-something times. During that 20-something times, more than 34 of her neighbors saw what was going on from their windows. They watched the woman be attacked multiple times. Yet during that time, during that period, and you can actually look this up, during that period, no one came to her aid. Why did no one come to her aid? The reason that no one came to the woman's aid, she ended up dying, but the reason that no one came to her aid is because everybody that was looking out the windows and all of that other stuff was expecting or believing that someone else was going to call the cops. They were believing that someone else was going to intervene. So they were all waiting for help to come because they didn't want to get involved. That actually never came. Don't let that happen to you. Don't let you thinking that somebody's going to come and help you and save you end up being the thing that ends up getting you killed, getting you hurt, maimed, blind, paralyzed, put into a coma, you know, get your bones and limbs broken. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're in a situation, seek some help. Ladies and gentlemen, if you know somebody that's in a situation and they won't do it, reach out and give them some help. Talk to them. Befriend them. See what you can do. I know that we can't save the world and some people we can't save from themselves, but guess what? Do you want to live with the guilt that you knew what was going on and you did nothing? Do you want to live with the guilt that you knew what was going on and you stood by and did nothing? Let's be proactive. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm also the author of the Positive Self-Defense books, and my primary book that I really am pushing to people and trying to get people to understand is Positive Self-Defense for Women. It's on Amazon and Barnes & Nobles. Again, if there's a woman or a young lady in your life, get her the book, give it to her as a gift, or get the book yourself and read it. There's all types of useful information in there because the book is about being proactive, not being reactive. It's about you taking control of your situation in your life so that you're not chosen as somebody else's victim. My motto is, if you don't want to be selected for a part, don't fit the script. This is Zurian of The Zurian Show saying thank you for listening. Thank you for your time. Be safe, and let's do the right things. Let's get involved. Let's stop acting like we're all at some football game and that this is fun and games. It's not fun and games. It's very serious, and people are out there dying, getting hurt, and all of the above. And that violence could easily trickle over into your non-getting involved life. So with that said, ladies and gentlemen, take care, be well, be safe, and please know that, as always, we wish you every success. Take care, be well, and again, thank you for listening. Take care.